Today we're going to take an immense style breakbeat and give it that pirate radio energy in Ableton Live 12, but in a way that still stays clean enough to sit inside a drum and bass mix. The big idea here is control. We're not trying to smash the break into distortion for the sake of it. We want the drums to feel louder, grittier, more urgent, and more alive. That means bringing out the snare crack, the kick weight, the hat texture, and the mid-range bite, while keeping the low end and transients in check. Before we add any processing, let's get the break set up properly. Load your Amen style break into an audio track, and if it needs it, warp it so it sits tightly on the grid. If you've chopped the break into slices, route everything to a drum bus or a group drum track. That way, all your processing hits the whole loop in a consistent way. A good habit at this stage is to leave some headroom. If your break bus is peaking somewhere around -6 to -8 dB before processing, you're in a healthy zone. Also, work with a short loop, like 1 or 2 bars. That makes it much easier to hear whether the groove still breathes after you process it. And if you've got a clean duplicate of the original break, save that now. Seriously, that can save you later if the saturated version gets too thick or too fizzy. Now let's start shaping the sound. First in the chain, put EQ8 before anything else. This is your cleanup stage. We want to remove the junk that saturation would exaggerate. Start with a high pass around 30 Hz, just to get rid of unnecessary rumble. If the break feels muddy, try a gentle cut around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the hats or top end are getting a little painful, ease off a small amount around 7 to 10 kHz. The reason EQ goes first is simple. Saturation reacts to what it receives. If you feed it low-end rumble or harsh hiss, it will magnify those problems. Cleaning up the source first means the saturation focuses on the useful drum energy instead. In drum and bass, that usually translates to a harder-hitting break, not a weaker one. Next comes saturator, and this is where the main character comes in. Ableton's saturator is great for this job, because it gives you harmonic density without completely wrecking the loop. For a good starting point, try analog clip or soft sign, set drive somewhere around 4 dB, turn soft clip on, and then match the output so the processed signal isn't just louder by accident. That last part matters a lot. A louder sound almost always seems better to the ear, even when it isn't. So compare at the same loudness. Toggle bypass and really listen. You want the snare to feel more snapped, the kick to feel a little more solid, and the hats to get a bit more sand and edge. If the snare starts sounding papery, boxy, or splashy, that's your warning sign. Back the drive off a little. A good beginner move is to use just enough drive that you notice the break getting more urgent, then stop before it loses punch. If you want more aggression, you can always get that from the next device in the chain. That next device is drum bus. This one is brilliant for drum and bass because it adds punch, weight, and extra attitude in a very musical way. Start gently. Try drive around 8 to 10%. Transient a little above zero if you want more snap, and be careful with boom. The boom control can be tempting on an amen break, but too much of it can blur the kick and fight the bass line later. If the loop needs more warehouse energy, a touch of crunch can add that ripped speaker, pirate transmission feel. But again, small moves are better here. We're building energy, not breaking the groove. After that, add glue compressor. The goal is not to crush the break. The goal is to make the kick, snare, and hats feel like one unified loop. Start with a ratio of 2 to 1, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, and aim for only about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If the break starts losing its shuffle or its little bits of swing and bounce, ease off the compression. This is one of the most common beginner mistakes, overcompressing a fast breakbeat. Amen style loops are busy. If you clamp them too hard, they stop breathing. So let the compression glue the loop together, not flatten it. Now put utility after the dynamics processing. Utility is simple, but it's very useful. You can use it for final gain trim, width adjustment, and mono checking. Normally, leave the width at 100%. If the stereo hats feel too wide or messy, you can narrow it slightly to around 80 or 90%. And it's always worth flipping to mono briefly, just to make sure the snare and kick still hit properly when the stereo image is collapsed. That's especially important in drum and bass, because your track might be heard in clubs, on headphones, over streams, or through all kinds of playback systems. If the core of the break disappears in mono, you'll want to fix that now rather than later. At the end of the chain, add a limiter as a safety net. This should not be doing heavy lifting unless you want a deliberately crushed sound. Set the ceiling to -1 dB and watch for peaks. If the limiter is working too hard, that's usually a sign that the saturator or drum bus is pushed too far upstream. Pull those back first. At this point, you should already hear the brake becoming more forward, more focused, and more aggressive. It should feel like it belongs in a dark jungle or DNB drop, not just like a loop sitting on its own. If you want even more energy without destroying the dry punch, try parallel saturation. This is a great beginner-friendly trick. Put the brake inside an auto effect rack and create two chains, one dry chain and one saturated chain. On the saturated chain, add a Q8, saturator, and drum bus. Then blend that chain underneath the dry one. A good starting blend might be around 70% dry and 30% saturated. That way, you keep the clean transient attack from the original brake, while the dirt and weight sit underneath it. It's a really effective way to get that pirate radio intensity without making the drums fall apart. Another nice move is to automate the amount of drive across the arrangement. You don't need the same amount of saturation in every section. For example, keep the intro cleaner, push the saturation a little more in the drop, and then pull it back in the breakdown. Even a small increase, like 1 or 2 dB of extra drive, can make the drop feel much bigger when it lands. And remember, this isn't just about the drums in isolation. In drum and bass, the break has to work with the sub, the res, the atmospheres, the stabs, all of it. So once you've got the break sounding good on its own, test it with the bass line. If the bass masks the break, you may need a little more mid-range presence or a little less low-end bloom. The best breaks cut through without fighting the sub. A few quick mistakes to watch out for. First, don't oversaturate the snare. That's usually the first thing to go weird. Second, don't forget to level match when you compare processed and unprocessed sound. Third, don't feed saturation too much sub-rumble. High-pass cleanup first. Fourth, don't crush the transients with too much compression after saturation. And fifth, don't try to fix the whole mix on the master. Process the drum bus first. Mastering style treatment should refine the sound, not rescue it. Here's a really solid 10-minute practice workflow you can use right away. Load an amen break, loop two bars, and build this chain. A Q8, saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, utility, limiter. Start with a 30 Hz high pass, 4 dB of drive on saturator with soft clip on, about 8% drive in drum bus with a little transient boost, 2:1 compression with light gain reduction, utility at normal width, and a limiter, ceiling at minus 1 dB. Then listen, adjust, and keep checking whether the loop still feels punchy and alive. If you want more aggression after that, duplicate the chain into a parallel rack and blend it under the dry break. If you want a more old-school sound, you can also slightly roll off the top end and narrow the stereo image a bit for a crate dig or dubplate vibe. So the takeaway is this. You're not just making the amen break louder. You're making it feel more urgent, more raw, and more present in the mix. Clean up the low end, saturate the useful mids, tighten the groove, protect the peaks, and keep the transients alive. Do that well, and your break will sound like it's coming through a battered pirate radio system at full energy, ready to drive a dark DNB or jungle track hard. Now load up the loop, start with gentle settings, and listen for that sweet spot, where the break stops sounding like a sample and starts sounding like a statement.